Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The prestigious U.S. Medical Journal, 2 weeks ago, came out with multiple decade-long reports from multiple universities that the United States has the number one infant mortality rate in the industrialized world and is behind a bunch of third world countries. We did, 50 years ago, have the lowest infant mortality rate in the world, and it was directly linked, but got almost no news coverage in the mainstream corporate media, to vaccines. Now, we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen here, we're talking about a literal holocaust that's happening with soft kill. They don't take you to concentration camp to work you to death and then shoot you in the back of the head. They just soft kill you through the food, the water, the GMO, the bisphenol A, all of it. Here's another one out of Reuters. I mean, more and more of this stuff's coming out. Autism may be linked to antidepressant use. And then it gets into mothers who take it. Well, I've had medical doctors and toxicologists on. Do you know that the entire serotonin reuptake inhibitor family is a manipulated molecule of chlorine mixed with fluoride? I mean, it's a poison. I mean, that's why all over the Western world, where upwards of 20% of the public's taking these things, that in every major river and stream now, the fish have brain damage. They've got marine biologists that study this. It's all over the place that the fish, generation to generation, are getting stupid and can't navigate and can't find their prey as well. The shrimp can't do it. The shrimp in the Gulf of Mexico are found to have the Prozac and other chemicals in them. You add the bisphenol A, where the fish, the reptiles, the snakes, the amphibians, the frogs, are hermaphrodites, and if they're not physically hermaphrodites, they're mentally hermaphrodites, and then don't breed, have no desire to. This is what we're taking. Cancer doubled in the last decade. Don't believe me? Just search that term. You'll get MSNBC, AP. Diabetes doubled the last decade in the United States. Don't believe me? Just search. Diabetes doubles last decade. It's all following an exact graph. That's the big service announcement here. Public service announcement. Environmental factors may play a greater role in autism than previously thought. Oh, who would have thought it? People say they're over-identifying autism. Doctors are now saying people are autistic who really aren't. And there might be some to that. But look, when I was going to school 20 years ago, there was a couple autistic kids in the school. Now, you go to a school event or something, and there's whole rows. You try to take your children to a movie, there's whole rows. You go on the hike and bike trail, I'd say a third of the kids I look like are just out of their mind autistic. At different degrees. I mean, I go to restaurants and people watch and in poor areas, in rich areas, it looks like they've been hit by a mutation ray. Me too. I'm an ugly creature compared to photographs of my grandfathers and people. I see photos of my grandmothers. I mean, both of them look like, cross between Scarlett O'Hare and Marilyn Monroe or something. I mean, we are ugly creatures. We're stupid creatures. We've been hurt. We've been brutalized. The strongest of us are just barely able to operate. And they're murdering us. And they know exactly what they're doing. And every day these reports come out. But they'll pull a stunt and say that this doctor or that doctor faked their science. The doctors prove they didn't fake their science. Still, they put out these hoaxes to make you think everything's okay. You know everything's not okay. You talk to any cancer doctor, they'll tell you when they were in residency in medical school, they would sometimes have to travel by train or plane across the country to see a child with cancer. It was like finding a Pinocchio, or it was like finding a leprechaun, some imaginary creature. Now, they're just kids dying all over the place of cancer. You go to the mall, every 10th kid you see has got their hair falling out and, a chemo bag on their arm. It's horrible. They're murdering us. We'll be right back.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to Jan Erwin here in just a moment. I've read many of his articles online. We linked some of them at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he's spot on in his research about the admission that television, the culture, all of it is designed to basically turn us into mind-numbed, brain-damaged, addled, servile, cowardly creatures. And the establishment writes thousands of white papers, tens of thousands of studies, all of it. And I want to break down television, this psychological warfare weapon, with him today. Also, then coming up the next hour, I want to break down the fact that even if you're working and trying to take care of your family now, but you're poor, the CPS is going to take your children, how this is part of the new poorhouse plan, and that's why they say they want a post-industrial world. In previous times, and in China and other places, if you're poor, you can still keep your children. Now they're going to take your children, even if you're poor, similar to what happened in the 20s, 30s, into the 40s, with the hundreds of thousands of sterilizations, single mothers having their children taken, and then now, of course, they adopt them out to the alternative lifestyle folks. I don't even dislike the alternative lifestyle people, which that I know the CPS hunts children for them, and most of those folks that are adopting kids aren't even aware of that, and I think it's a great evil. But again, I'm being homophobic now because I don't want my children harvested by the state for no reason, so that people that don't reproduce can have them. Again, just stating facts is evil, and I understand that, and saying that this new war is not a is a war is also racist. As YouTube said, criticizing Obama is now racist. We've been given strikes, and they may shut the site down. We have new videos out on that today because they say criticism of Obama in their letter to us is racism. And if you're against government-run health care, you're a racist as well. I'm not joking. I mean, you heard him say it on MSNBC. Okay, if you have an opinion about what color sheets you like, if you like blue sheets instead of pink sheets, you are racist against some blue-skinned alien race that we don't know about. I mean, it's all about playing us off against each other and creating this false reality where we run around and ninny about issues of little or no significance. I want to get into Cisco and others helping build the technological control grid in China, 500,000 cameras to engage in pre-crime tracking, the same systems going in all over the United States, including public schools, which should be named re-education camps. In the next hour, I want to get into FDA Unleashes in-game scheme to outlaw virtually all dietary supplements formulated after 1994. That's Mike Adams at InfoWars.com. With that report, we're also going to get into this extremely draconian Protect IP Act gives government power to seize websites on a whim. Law professors warn that new legislation allows state to seize websites merely for linking to other websites that host copyrighted material. No judge, no jury. They just take your website. And Europe and Russia are trying to pass similar things. All these government corrupt systems are scared. Well, I mean, they should be scared. Again, our 8 YouTube channels, just the ones we run or that we're affiliated with, have over 300 million views. 300 million views. One YouTube channel has 125 million, and we don't even really promote it. The Super Bowl has 65 million views and makes hundreds of millions of dollars. I've done the math. People that have YouTube ads who get 10 million views, they might get $10,000. A 60-second ad on a television show with 10 million viewers is generally about $400,000. So, see, the establishment has it set where they get $400,000 for their 10 million views, and you get maybe $10,000. See, it's all fraud. It's all false reality. They're the people spinning the false reality by design and trying to get us to buy into it. And then if you have critical thinking skills, we're now confirming that people that don't want to be groped are being called conspiracy theorists. Having an opinion that you're groping me, no, that's a conspiracy. That's heresy. I say I control reality. If you're a medical worker and you go back and say, I don't want to fly around anymore because they're groping me, you know, the boss says to the guy that sells medical equipment, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. See, you're not even allowed to have your own view or your own body now. Or if you know bisphenol A is destroying our sexual identities and feminizing men and hyperfeminizing women and giving them breast cancer, doesn't matter how many thousands of studies you have, you're somebody who's concerned about reality. You're a weirdo. You're a kook. You're dangerous. It's your fault. I get told that I talk about the Ponzi scheme in banking, and then it's going to be my fault that the economy implodes. Even though the central banks designed it to consolidate the economy in their own documents that have been leaked, 2002 IMF World Bank documents and others, even though they admit what they're doing, I've got to just say, oh, they're keeping me safe. Because if I don't and the economy falls apart, it's my fault. My fault for living in reality. My fault for being informed. My fault for not being lazy. My fault for not wanting to be a collectivist. Now, for the rest of the hour, hopefully a little bit into the next because I'm going in a bit late here, is Jan Ervin, and I know a lot of the folks here in the office are big admirers of his work, and we post some of his reports up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Here's one, TV. Well, here's an article that breaks down a lot of what he talks about. TV is a psychosocial weapon, and this report goes through the admitted government studies where they admit they're putting you into a trance, and also the LVX system, ceiling lights, encoded internet data. Turns out that's also designed to manipulate the human brain. You know, that's how they hypnotize you, a flashing light. Project MK Ultra, all of it. We're going to talk about this with Jan Ervin, right?
Jan Ervin.
I'm a little brain dead today, my friend. How about I call you Bob Ervin?
There you go.
But you're joining us via video Skype, Jan. Now you're Don Juan or Carl Jung.
There you go.
Describe yourself for people, because you got a long bio. How would you like to describe yourself?
Well, I'm an author. I've written a couple of books on entheogens and religion. I run a podcast. I am the curator for the official John Allegro website. He was a Dead Sea Scrolls scholar whose research was suppressed. I also run TriviumEducation.com and helping people, which is a website dedicated to teaching people the Trivium, which is a systematic method for deriving certainty to cut through the mind control system so that people can see how everything works, which
you're
is really
talking about reality
like
testing. You're talking about reality testing.
Right. Yeah. And that's really what I would like to go into to today with you, Alex, is the Trivium method and how it's used in media against us to control the population.
Well, Bob, Irvin, you've got the floor. and my name is now Bill Jones. So
I was thinking Christy.
Okay.
All right. Let me start off by asking you a question, Alex. What happens when you get a virus on your computer?
Well, you generally respond by going and.
Let me put it this way. What happens to the way the computer functions when you get a virus?
It stops functioning correctly because disinformation has been added in that destroys its proper functioning, and that's what happens when we bring in false systems, false ideas
into
our minds.
Brains.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And there is an ancient system that was developed primarily by Pythagoras and Aristotle called the Trivium and Quadrivium. It composes the seven liberal arts. And what they've done is since the 1850s, the Trivium has been systematically removed from our education system. And many of us will remember your former co-host, Jason Burmes, and his partner, Dylan Avery, when they were on Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and against Popular Mechanics. And if you go through that, there was a line of communication that fell through there that Jason and Dylan could have picked up on that Popular Mechanics was primarily using against them. They fell into a lot of the traps themselves. But what I want to do today is to show people basically how to install a mental antivirus system into their minds so that they can spot how this stuff is being used against them, spot the logical fallacies, and then keep the conversation directed specifically towards the topic in discussion. Now, for instance, with 911, we can make our, you know, how can we make our arguments as solid as possible against attack? And let me just move my camera here. Sorry if that's going crazy.
No, Bob, please do.
And so with the 911 stuff, what we need to do is go back and we need to analyze our grammar before we come to our logical conclusions. What's happening to the quote-unquote truth movement is most of us are typically putting our logic before our grammar. We're putting our conclusions before we have sufficient data to back them up. And this is what the Trivium is about. The Trivium specifically is grammar, logic, and rhetoric, and it's always in that order. Now, not using the Trivium is like putting logic before grammar is like trying to eat your food at a restaurant before you've seen the menu or ordered, or it's like trying to put a car together before you know what the parts are. Grammar is the parts. Grammar is the research. Like right now, I'm holding up a stack of papers from the Council on Foreign Relations that I got directly from the Council on Foreign Relations archives, and this is the grammar that I've been doing, or the research that I've been doing on the Council on Foreign Relations and specific functions that they're using or that they're manipulating.
And
the
by
public.
The way, the social engineers are masters at their core writings generally have three meanings. And they have meanings for the general dumbdown public. They have meanings for the outer councils in their groups. And then they have the inner meanings. And when you know how to read it, it's all hidden there in plain view. An example of that is Gary Hart wrote a letter to Iran, published it in the Huffington Post, saying, "We stage terror attacks. We'll do it again. Just like 9/11, Gulf of Tonkin. You better do what we say." But he wrote it thinly veiled. So when he was then confronted about it, he first lied and said, "I never wrote that letter." Then when he was confronted with the letter, he went ahead and admitted, okay, that is what I said. But it's almost like if you can't communicate with them and cut right to the chase with them, they will lie to you. But they have these weird rules that once you actually call them on it, a lot of times they'll be honest. It's a cult.
Right. And, well, you know, see, what we need to do, Alex, is we need to defeat our enemy, we have to be able to break their ability to control us. And in order to do that, we have to take control, basically, of our own minds. And Leo Tolstoy once said that the printing press was a mighty engine for disseminating ignorance. And in other words, what I'm getting at is that literacy in and of itself is a form of slavery until a systematic form of critical thinking is practiced by the reader. Just being able to read, just having literacy, is not a way for people to learn and to keep from being controlled. That's how they control people. The trick is learning a systematic method for thinking to filter through the information that's coming in via the five senses so that we don't get a virus and spread that virus to others as false information.
Let me give an example of a virus and see if you agree, and then give the listeners a few other examples of this. When Obama comes out and says, this is not a war in Libya, this is peace, and it seems outrageous to have them do that, or when the TSA sticks their hands down your pants or puts you in a microwave oven and says, this is safety, they mean to destroy logic. They mean to condition you to accept their false reality, and they're waging war against reality. They live in reality, the social engineers, but they want us living in literally this matrix where they have implanted all this disinformation into our brains. And so I would attack 9/11 and the fraud by saying governments have done this before. This is why governments do it. And then I would go through the impossibilities in the official story.
I would agree with that to an extent, but the first thing that we have to do, Alex, especially with regarding 911, is we have to gather all of our data first and make sure that all of our data is gathered. Data or grammar is also known as knowledge under the trivium. Okay, and then logic is understanding. So what we do first is we gather our data first. We remove the contradictions from that data, which becomes logic, before we express that information to others, which is rhetoric or wisdom. Edward Bernays, to quote him real quick, said that the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in a democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. This is a logical result of the way in which our democratic society is organized. In almost every act of our daily lives, whether in the sphere of politics or business, in our social conduct or ethical thinking, we are dominated by the relatively small number of persons who understand the mental processes and social patterns of the masses. It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind. And that's from the very first paragraph of
propaganda.
Chapter 1. From Edward Bernays' book, Propaganda. That's correct. And so, you know, what we're looking at is these elites use sophism. They use the trivium against us. And the way to fight the trivium being used against us is to learn the trivium. See, what they've done is they removed the classical seven liberal arts from our education. The word liberal in and of itself, Alex, comes from the Latin liber, which means book. And in ancient Roman times, the slaves were not allowed to study the seven liberal arts of the
liberal means learned or books.
Right. Well, exactly. And so the people, once you became freed from slavery in Roman times, the first thing you did was undertook a study of the trivium and quadrivium. Okay. So this is why book or liber and liberty are synonymous. Freedom means book. Okay, so people have to understand that their freedom is in the books. It's in the trivium and the quadrivium. Again, the trivium is grammar, logic, and rhetoric, always in that order. And if it's given to you out of order, if logic is put first, for instance, that in and of itself is a system of mind control.
And that's why we see people who will seriously, you say, I don't want government-run health care. And they say, you don't like black people. And for us...
Well, that's what they're doing is that's a red herring right there. They're diverting the subject
matter.
No,
I know, but for those of us that can have basic common sense and a historical understanding, we see it as an asinine, actual form of racism, creating division, but we don't understand. They're hitting an audience that is so confused that they just believe the symbol of the spoken word makes it so, and so they're primed to accept lies and have no discrimination to be able to calculate information.
I would agree with that, but let's put aside what we would generally consider a common idea of critical thinking, okay? Because, see, to the elites, unless you have studied the trivium and quadrivium and you understand and can identify logical fallacies, both formal and informal, they don't consider that you have any system of critical thinking. In fact, those who don't have the trivium are very easily mind-controlled. So what we've been doing is we've been putting this information out to people to empower them. So it's basically like taking the red pill in the Matrix. Once you have the trivium, you can see all of the logical fallacies that they use against you. And in fact, I launched a website recently called popupfallacies.com, and I the second video that I put up there was Obama's the death of Osama bin Laden video, and Obama has a lie per minute rating of 9.5 lies per minute. And when you can actually see the fallacies coming at you during these presidential political speeches, et cetera, you can begin to realize how to apply this information right away. So what we have to do, Alex, we have to get people to understand the logical fallacies on a global basis right away.
Well, here's a logical fallacy.
This is the way to stop these people.
Well, absolutely, but here's a logical fallacy. I mean, on the face of it, if government is almost always lying or spinning, why do we then believe the next thing they tell us? And why do they use this mind control term of conspiracy theorists when we don't believe people that are certified liars? That right there is a blatant...
Well, a conspiracy theorist, labeling somebody a conspiracy theorist is an ad hominem.
Yes.
It's to get them to stop focusing on what you're saying, Alex, and to say, ah, ha, 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 Alex is a conspiracy theorist. It's an appeal to ridicule, right? So instead of saying that, instead of dealing
and
with...
And then they have the appeal to authority. And then they have the appeal to authority.
Well, you can use that too, but see, you know, an appeal to authority is any appeal when you're using an expert to solidify a point, but, you know, what you have to show that that expert is an authority and that their integrity is not under question. But an appeal to ridicule, let's say that they are just say, oh, Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist. What that is it's an ad hominem attack or an attack on the man. They're not dealing with the specific information that you're dealing with or presenting, but it's also an appeal to ridicule, which is basically like saying, Alex Jones is wrong because ha, ha, ha. You there?
Yes, I am. Mr. Urban, say that again.
I was saying that an appeal to ridicule is like saying Alex Jones is wrong because ha, ha, ha.
Yes.
Okay. And so these are the logical fallacies, and there's about 22 of the most common logical fallacies. There's probably a couple hundred in total. If people want to go to the triviumeducation.com website, once again, trivium, T-R-I-V-I-U-M, education.com, they can begin their study of the trivium and this information right there on the website. And if people want to get involved in study groups, I recommend that they go to Richard Andrew Grove's tragedyandhope.com website, which is obviously named after Professor Carol Quigley's book. So, you know, what we're trying to do is create a meme of giving this information back to people, the skills of critical thinking, the classical seven liberal arts, because you cannot be free unless you have these tools. In fact, the American Rebellion against England on the Canada Free Press website, this author, Kelly, I forget her last name, the other day, for 4th of July, she published an article right on this website that said that the American Revolution was based around the trivium. And people knowing how to think, knowing how to slice through these lies and get to the truth, either that or to know what needs more research to derive at that truth, it is essential. So you know, it's it is a big issue. You know, censorship in and of itself, there's censorship or secrecy. Secrecy is occulting information.
Yes, it is. Occult hidden. Jan Ervin is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back on the other side. Long segment coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to SoupBeanSurvival.com.
SoupBeanSurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
Jan Ervin is our guest, and he's attempting to get people to go back to classical education, you know, going back to the Greeks, the Romans, common sense, what made Western civilization great. That's not taught now. It's all about being a ninny, being obsessed with your, quote, sexual or racial identity, fighting with everyone around you, knowing all the mindless trivia of the different ball games and the latest trial on television, but not understanding how human cultures operate, not understanding history, not understanding. I mean, they've convinced the planet to a great extent that powerful people don't meet in secret and don't have agendas and aren't dangerous. Total common sense for all of civilization. They have taught people how to instinctively now engage in their own fallacies, their own delusions. It's creating a delusional society. I just put it In layman's terms, of course, decades ago, I did, you know, read over some of the classical literature and thought processes, but it's all there self-evident. But what's good about what Jan's doing is he's technically bringing it back and showing people how it's being used against them now. So this is a long segment. Jan, I want to give you the floor now as if you're talking to a completely new audience, and I would imagine 90% of my audience on, you know, all these AM and FM stations have never heard of you, and they're intelligent folks. They know they're being lied to and manipulated. They know their neighbors just seem like they're complete idiots. I mean, they can sell insurance, they can be doctors, they can be lawyers, but still they will giggle and laugh at common sense because they believe common sense is being a chump, not having a large lexicon. The system is limiting words now, destroying words, changing meaning.
That's the systematic method of dumbing us down. I know you interviewed Charlotte Iserbeet last year. She wrote the book, The Dumbing Down of America. You know, this is the key stuff that they're using. They want people to sit there and instead of writing laughing out loud, they go LOL, right? You know, or all of these other abbreviations that people are using in text and everything else that is literally dumbing us down.
It's like animal calls. So listen, I'm going to give you the floor. But okay. Explain the basics of it for us. Start over, go through it, break down what television, all of it's doing to us.
Well, television in and of itself, without a systematic method of seeing through the lies coming out to you, it's television programming, and that programming is programming you. It's not programming a machine. The machine is just a receiver, but the program is to program you. You're the one that can take a program just like a computer can. But what I want to do real quick is explain to people a little bit more clearly exactly what the trivium is. Okay, so I already said that the trivium is grammar, logic, and rhetoric. But the trivium or grammar, the grammar aspect of the trivium answers the question of who, what, where, and when of a subject. Diverting and ordering facts of reality comprises basic systematic knowledge. And not only the rules and developments applied to the ordering of word concepts for verbal expression and communication, but for our first contact with conscious order as such. And then logic answers the why of a subject, developing the faculty of reason in establishing valid, i.e. non-contradictory relationships among facts, yields basic systematic understanding. So again, grammar was knowledge, logic is understanding, and then rhetoric provides the how of a subject, and it applies knowledge and understanding expressively and comprises wisdom. In other words, it is a systematically usable form of knowledge and understanding put together that you express to others. So let's say that you have a model airplane that you want to put together and you have all these parts lying around, okay? That's the grammar. All those parts lying around are the grammar. Grammar should not be understood as just words and letters and punctuation. Grammar should be understood as the items that make up reality. The trees, the cars, the parts, everything in front of you out in reality, your computer, your keyboard, the glass of water sitting in front of you. That's the grammar aspect of your reality. And so when we're looking at the parts of this model airplane, we say, okay, we have to have knowledge of these parts before we can put them together. Otherwise, we're not going to end up with a model airplane. We're going to end up with a lump of plastic or whatever it is. But by having knowledge first of those parts, then we remove the contradictions and we put those parts together. That forms language, or that puts the model airplane together as a whole model airplane with the contradictions removed from it. And then when we go to someone else and express that to someone else, that is rhetoric or wisdom, okay? So if we take any of these things out of order, the entire system collapses. And this is what the elites use on the masses to control them. So, you know, even Albert Pike in Morals and Dogma on page, 866 or 869, 861, excuse me, proclaims that the royal secret of the sublime prince is found in the understanding of the Pythagorean 5-3-4 right angle triangle. The 5 represents the 5 senses. The 3 represents the trivium, grammar, logic, and rhetoric. And the 4 represents the quadrivium, which is math, geometry, music, and astronomy. And I should state that the quadrivium always has to be in that order. Math is number in itself. Geometry is number in space. Music, or harmony, is number in time, and astronomy is number in space and time. And in my own instance, when I was in junior high school, they took the geometry, and they taught me algebra before geometry, which takes it out of order. You have to learn math, geometry, then go on to algebra and these calculus, these other forms of mathematics. So they intentionally dumb us down and confuse us by taking these ancient systems out of order. The trivium and quadrivium, see, the ancients figured out over 2,000 years ago, 2,500 years ago, exactly how the human mind works and processes information. The elitists have kept this information to themselves, and that's how they control the masses. By them understanding who, what, where, and when, and understanding the logical fallacies, and what they'll do is they'll use, appeal to belief, they'll use circular logic, appeal to fear, and just to jab at you a little bit, Alex, I know a lot of times you get criticized for using too much appeal to fear in your show. So by understanding how these appeal to fallacies are used and manipulated against us, we can take those out of our own thinking and then deliver a coherent, directed bit of information towards our audience that is going to empower them and enlighten them and give them the tools necessary so that we can stop this insane madness that's going on in the world around us, this new world order. And folks, the new world order is very real. The perceptibilis or the Illuminati is real. And in my personal opinion, I very strongly believe that the religions themselves are also a part of the new world order, and the religions themselves get control people by their fear of sins in an afterlife rather than having to use direct physical force against you now.
Well, I mean, I want to continue to give you the floor here, because if I start interjecting questions, then you're not going to be able to really put these ideas out. And I know you're right, correct. I mean, I've read the classic literature. I know that that's why the globalists call themselves the occult, because that simply means hidden. And
right.
It's all a big.
The only way that they can control us is to hide information or to occult information, whether it's religious information, political information, or whatever. Whoever is occulting or has possession of that information and is not sharing it, they have power over that other person. So that is the whole trick. And education in and of itself is the unocculting of information, as I believe it was Johnson's dictionary in somewhere around 1851 defined it. So, it is. The occult, people need to study the occult and unoccult it. It's having it occult that makes it a tool that can be used against you, and it's your fear of understanding that tool that enables it to be used against you. So when people fear the Kabbalah, when people fear the classical seven liberal arts, when people fear studying things, it works to their own detriment, because this is how it is specifically used against them.
Well, expanding on that, I mean, I certainly know that organized religion is used to control people. Now, individuals' own spiritual journey, that's just a window into the wider universe and the other dimensions. But there's no doubt it's being used. But
it's like psychedelics. Psychedelics are just a tool. It's like a knife. Okay, you can stab somebody with a knife, or you can cut your steak with it. It's not good or bad. But what happens is that, these religions throughout history, shamanic cultures throughout history, have used psychedelics for religious practices. But what happens is you get these elite groups that have the knowledge of the trivium and quadrivium and recognize that if they can shock people loose from other paradigms and then give them false information when they've been freed through the psychedelic experience, if they can take that moment when they're free and interject their own wrong information, then they can control people. So the trick is to give people, my recommendation, I don't speak against psychedelics at all. My recommendation is that people study logic, take a course in logic, especially in the trivium and quadrivium, before they use these things. But what I want to do is I want to go into some of the logical fallacies real quick, because, we've only got 15 minutes left. But what I want to do is give people the tools to begin to apply this stuff right away by the end of this interview. So we already mentioned ad hominem attack, and there's a couple of different forms of ad hominem. There's a circumstantial ad hominem, which means like I own a bookstore, I'm promoting a certain new law in the county, and you know, somebody will come along and says, well, that person owns a bookstore, so therefore anything they say is invalid. That's a circumstantial ad hominem. There's appeal to emotion, which most people can figure out what that is. Appeal to fear, appeal to flattery. Your boss at work probably likes to use that. Well, not you, but you're the boss. But you know, those who go to work on Monday, they walk into the workplace and the boss says, you know, Jane, that's a mighty nice new dress that you have on today. And did you get your haircut? Well, you look like you're ready to do a fine job today. And so there's also appeal to novelty, appeal to pity, appeal to popularity. You know, Alex, if you do this, you're going to be popular with everyone. Or Alex, if you buy this new fancy car, you're going to have all the girls. Or if you drink this beer with all these pretty girls with blue eyes, Alex, you're going to have all the pretty girls around you. Or appeal to tradition, which is basically appeal to, let's say, well, in our country, we've always had slavery, and so therefore slavery is right. You know, that's an appeal to tradition, or but we've always believed in Christianity, and Christianity is this. That's an appeal to tradition. Begging the question is circular logic. It's when somebody presents an argument. Let's say I argue that some aspect of, let's say I claim that God wrote the Bible, okay? And then somebody comes along and says, well, how do you know that's true? And I say, well, it says so right here in the Bible. That in and of itself is begging the question. You're using the same source that you got that information from to back your source. So that's a logical fallacy in and of itself.
Now, you have to judge the Bible off of the information and are the things that it talked about.
You know, and logical fallacies as well. You've got to remember that, you know, See, here's the thing. You know, the
you're going to claim that's like a quatrain with Nostradamus, and in the world there's always going to be similar things happening, what people predict.
There's things that we can go out into reality and recognize that are created from, if you want to call it God or Gaia or the Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it. So let's say we see a tree. We know that tree came from the Great Spirit. Or we see a brick wall, or we see a computer, or a window, or a house. We know that these things are what man created. We see a dog, or a cat, or a bird. We know that those are things that God created. Well, do books come from gods, or do they come from man? So if we use simple common logic, we can identify that the Bible is a book, and books are created by men. It's really simple logic when we put it this way.
I'm not trying to argue with you about that, because I think it's important to spur thought and to get people outside the box. But specifically, the main continuum of Christianity says the Bible is inspired by God. So it's not, people aren't saying that God physically sat down with a quill.
The typical interpretation is that the Bible is the official word of God, uncorrupted. So, you know, but many men, in fact, you had, you know.
But let me raise this point, to you, because again, there's always complex. I don't want to get off into a debate about this. My only issue, here is that I see the system attacking not organized Christianity, but attacking actually, you know, what Christ taught. And so when I see the system attacking something, and it is good to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you and things like that, then that makes me wonder, because there's this giant universe about, and I wonder why people always obsess on Christianity. I mean, if it's such hogwash.
Well, you can get into Zionism or any of these different subjects as well. So we have to be careful with all of these things, really. But the thing is to not get caught up into your emotions and to look at these things in an analytical fashion so that you can come to a systematic method of driving certainty and not use your emotions or anything else getting caught up in there.
No, I understand. I want to pull back here for just a moment, and we'll keep you a little bit in the next hour so you have more time if you can do it before I get to some other news here. But just watching what the social engineers are doing, it's clear now that they're trying to overly lie and basically just train us to accept total la-la land, and that there's a real attempt right now to more than ever blur reality from fiction, A, do you agree with that statement? And B, what is the method to the social engineer's madness?
You're asking me?
Yeah, I mean, I'm asking, do you agree that they're really turning up the heat right now?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, right now they're in a panic because people are waking up and they're figuring out how the whole system works. So they're trying to put as much pressure on us as possible. They're trying to keep, you know, all the rats inside the Skinner box, and all of the rats are starting to break loose and going, you know, forget this whole Skinner box thing. I don't want to be in the Skinner box. I don't want to be your little rat for your mind control gimmick. And
now, see, that's why I wanted
profits.
To get you on. I wanted to get you on about mind control, about TV, about the rat studies.
And the trivium and all of this stuff that we're going into is the core foundation of how they use mind control. So that's why I need to cover that information first.
No, I understand that people aren't being given basic building blocks of thought, discernment, reality testing. I understand. So how about you stay 10 minutes with us in the next hour? It's only a few
short
segments.
If you want to go longer than that, too. But what we have to realize is that fallacies are errors in thinking, and that is the first thing that we have to deal with.
Yes, I understand that, because from that stems other deceptions. Once you've been taught how to just accept things that you're told because the person's wearing a nice suit and is on television, then the sky's the limit. People've got to be more skeptical.
Instead of a liberal education, what they're giving people today is a servile or a servitude education to get people to be good factory workers, good soldiers, not think critically, not question what you're told, just follow along, be spoon-fed the information that you're fed by the mainstream media.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. We have the Department of Education documents and others. We have stuff from Germany going back over 100 years ago where they said they would do this. It's called kindergarten, folks. Not critical thinking, but regurgitating. I'll be right back.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found trial from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
I mean, here's a logical fallacy. You got a better chance of dying from a honeybee sting than you do of being killed by a terrorist, but there's this giant federal force violating the 10th Amendment, 4th Amendment, sticking their hands down your pants, grabbing your genitals, and microwaving you in body scanners, when even if you believe in prior constraint to free speech, or this is guilty until proven innocent. This is, you are all in a custodial arrest. That's what the feds are now saying. When you go to an airport, and we're not going to do things that cops can't even do to you. I mean, it's just an open, brazen, precedent-setting case, the opposite of freedom, but our country has been so deluged with mental viruses. I like the way that our guest describes that we're unable to even think. He'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. And obviously I'm going to have him back in the future to be able to take your phone calls, because we do have Jimmy Justice joining us, who's really taking action, showing the hypocrisy of the police violating the law and getting away with it openly in New York. I've got this other CPS takes custody of 6 kids living with parents in a storage shed. And so we only got a little bit of time left with our guest. I want to tell you about a sponsor before we go back to Jan Ervin. And that is eFoodsDirect.com. Each week in July, eFoods Direct will be giving away an entire 1-year supply of storable, high-quality foods to a lucky winner. That's over $1,700 worth of food that you can store for you and your family for emergencies or until you need it, with a 15-year shelf life. To sign up, all you need to do is go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and click on their ad banners, or simply go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and enter to win. We will be announcing the winners each Friday on the show. Don't miss this opportunity and enter now to win big time. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. We're also running for the rest of the week that special that was so popular. 5 of my films and Mark Geis's book free, $29.95, and your support of this broadcast makes it possible, obviously. Now, going back to our guest, Jan, let's say you had 3 minutes on national television to talk to the sheep. What would you say? You know, you're in a false reality. You've been programmed. The words you're using aren't real. Break out of your trance. I mean, I found that because they don't have the rhetoric, they don't have the basic classical education, they don't have any of this stuff, it's like telling somebody to swim who's never even been in the baby pool. I just say, hey, you better look around you.
Eventually, people have to take the first step and hold the rail and step into the baby pool, right? And that's the first step to learning how to swim. You know, you have to get wet. And so people have to pick up the books. They have to start learning this stuff, or we're all going to continue to be slaves. The broken trivium equals mind control. The fixed trivium equals liberation. So it's really up to, you know, the audience out there to break free of these systems of mind control and figure out how they work and to get educated. It's very important that we fix our education, that we study Charlotte Isherbeat, John Taylor Gatto, and these people that are giving us the real tools about the education system and how it's been corrupted, as well as Brett Vinat's School Sucks podcast out there. That is a top-notch publication, and the education system in and of itself is the core foundation of the mind control, with the trivium and quadrivium in that, and then everything stems from there. The political system, the PR, the marketing companies, none of that stuff would work. You wouldn't have commercials for that matter, Alex. Maybe this is against your own self-interest, but if people had the trivium and quadrivium, you wouldn't have commercials the way they are right now with all of, you know, if you sit there and listen through an average 30-second commercial, most commercials will run the full gambit of logical fallacies in that short time.
Yeah, well, that's my point is, though, we have lived in this system so long that most people writing commercials aren't even aware of it. It's just a culture of communication. That's why any sponsors I promote, it's something I use and I endorse. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.